degrees at Amberley, 14 at Archerfield, and it's 15 degrees in Brisbane.
4DC Weekend Mornings with Rick Burnett.
4DC Brisbane.
Brisbane Uni students have set up a Facebook page that is warning other students where TransLink officers are checking tickets. Now, essentially, this is so that they can avoid paying the full fares for their rides. But it's not just a clever way of cheating the system. It's come about because the students haven't received their new travel concession cards. These cards were introduced this year so that they are annual cards rather than for the full length of a student's term while they're doing their course. And it means that some students who were getting full length cards were dropping out and continuing to get their concession because the card showed that they were in a course that they were no longer in. So the government's introduced this one-year card. The trouble is many students have either not received or are having problems with their new cards. So the revolt is on and a Facebook site is active and they're avoiding the inspectors. Social media is the way they are beating the problem. I'm joined now by Robert Dow from the Rail Back on Track Advocacy Group. Thanks for your time, Robert, on this Sunday morning. Why did the government bring in these new transport cards?
Good morning, Rick. The government, quite rightly, had to do something because the universities a number of years ago changed from one-year student ID cards to basically whole-of-course ID cards. Now, as you just pointed out, that meant that a number of people, sort of a very significant number of people who were no longer full-time students were still accessing concession fares, so something had to give. Now, the problem which you've alluded to is that bona fide, real full-time students are having problems getting hold of a TTCC, the Tertiary Transport Concession Card. We refer to it as the TTCC in a timely manner.
And that is different from the regular student card.
Yeah, that's right, unfortunately, because the university's changed that. Originally, with the one-year university card, it had a logo on it, usually a Queensland Rail logo, which showed that this student was a full-time student and was entitled to concessions. Now the students need to get hold of this TTCC. They have their student ID card and they also need the concession go card. Now, what we're suggesting as a workaround for the immediate problem is that the students, when they apply for this card, fill out a complex form and it's certified by the university and then it's sent off to the company that's processing these cards for TransLink.
So it's got to go through several hands. It goes to the university, that may take a while for it to be processed, then it goes on to the government.
Yeah, it goes on to the company that's contracted to TransLink to produce these tertiary transport concession cards. Now, what we think would be a reasonable compromise at this point would be when the student completes the form and the university or the other educational institution certifies that they're a full-time student, and prior to it going off to the card issuing company, the student's been given a copy of this form that's been certified by the university and be allowed to carry that in conjunction with their concession card and their student ID until such time as they receive the tertiary transport concession card back, and that would show that they're a bona fide full-time student, and it would get around the problem where many are struggling to pay the fares at the moment. It's just very expensive fares in southeast Queensland generally.
So how many students would be affected in this way?
It's hard to say. We estimate there's probably, you know, a good 5,000 to 10,000 possibly.
Wow.
And the other thing that's...
I'm sorry to interrupt, but they are putting themselves at some risk in terms of the law by avoiding paying by doing this Facebook escape route.
Yeah, we don't necessarily support that. We don't support fare evasion at all. But in this case, we think the students have got a genuine gripe. And what we're suggesting is the workaround that I've outlined. Just allow them to carry their application form. It shows the senior network officers and the transit officers, the people who check the tickets, that these are genuine students. Just let them go about their business. That would be the right thing to do.
So how long has this problem been going on?
Well, it was only from the 1st of July that the students were forced to have on them
the new
TTCC, right?
Yeah.
Now, the other issue is, of course, there's a significant number of students who only commence studies in the second semester of any given academic year, right? Now, these students need time to get the cards. Translink, say, on their own website, it takes up to 15 business days. Now, that's 3 weeks. Now, you add in the bureaucratic bumbling at the beginning and the end, that's a month. Now, it's a month these students have to pay full fees when really they're entitled to half fees, and they may not be able to afford to do that. Now, that means that sometimes they're forced into a fair evasion situation, which is a bad outcome. It's a bad outcome for them, and it's a bad outcome for our society. It's a simple fix, and I think it's something that the government should think about and allow the students just to simply carry their application form as proof that they're a bona fide full-time student until they can get their card.
And have you put that directly to the government?
Yes, we have.
And what sort of response?
Well, they have been suggesting that there's no backlog. Now, this is in spite of university admin staff saying it's taking at least 5 or 6 weeks.
Right.
And various reports from students. In one case, I know one student who's been waiting months and months. He's put in 3 applications.
Oh, well, that's just unacceptable. Yeah.
So that's why we're suggesting that the bona fide full-time student be allowed to carry a copy of their application form together with their concession card, their student ID card, which says they're full-time as well, and allow them to access concession fees so they can get to and from classes.
It seems so simple, doesn't it, Robert? But bureaucracy takes some churning and wheels turning.
It does. I'm a retired academic, Rick. I retired from QUT in 2010, and I'm well aware of the burgeoning bureaucracy that these students have to navigate. It's tough, and this is just another thing that they have to navigate. It's a simple solution. Why not do it?
And is it Scott Emerson that you've been addressing, or how far up has it gone yet?
Yeah, Mr. Emerson's well aware of the situation. I think he's been getting some incorrect advice. That's the only explanation I can come up with at this point in time.
Well, perhaps during this week the pressure can be kept on the Minister's office to see if we can't make this thing happen fast.
Yeah, I'd like to think so, Rick. These people are not people setting out to evade
fees. No.
Yeah, no, they're not at all. These are people that are struggling to pay a fare, and they want to do the right thing. They want to get their TTCC. Why not let them?
Yeah, it's interesting actually that the social media opportunity here can get the students to be able to avoid the inspectors so that they don't have to confront this issue. They just get off at the station before the inspector is known to be at the next station. Twitter and Facebook certainly is moving into all sorts of different areas, isn't it?
It certainly is. I mean, they had a very strong response on that particular Facebook page.
Yeah.
With the background I've outlined, perhaps people can now understand why.
Yes, indeed, especially if there are thousands of students affected.
Yeah, there are thousands of students that start mid-year, for example. How long has it taken them to get a TTCC? They can't apply to they're actually enrolled in the university, so it takes time, doesn't it?
Very much so. All right, look, thank you, Robert. Thank you very much for your time. Cheers.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll have a quick break and we'll be back with an intellectual discussion.